Hey everyone, I've got another one of my daily Instagram lives for you. It's going to talk about being smart with your cash and knowing the goal of networking and the two keys of business. Come join me on Friday for my free training at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Text me at 949-298-2905, 949-298-2905. Join me for my free training. See you there.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here in the meditation center, the quarantine room. I got all these nice little niches that are perfect. How's everybody doing today? Feeling good? Right on. We are working at this. Welcome. Looking for some questions here. We're going to have a great week. We got a month together from home. Everybody knows that. Let's be safe. But also take your time by being safe and get outside, get some fresh air, just stay away, don't touch anything. It's that simple. We want to keep everybody at risk safe. Happy Monday, Jakey. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning. Let's get some questions rolling here early in the morning. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining me. Welcome, everybody. Jeremy, welcome from Oklahoma. How's it going down there? How do I find a mentor? I haven't found my calling. Well, find someone that sits in the situation that you want to be in. You can go ahead, email me at david@dmeltzer.com, see exactly what that situation is, and I'll be more than happy to help you find a mentor or mentor you myself. All right, perfect, thank you. Ludwig, what's going on, my friends? Please help, absolutely. It's 11 p.m. here in Malaysia. How do you start your day? Start my day the same way every day. At my highest frequency, I meditate for 20 minutes and then usually get ready and go work out for a minimum of an hour. So welcome, Blaine. How are you, everybody? I'm bringing a new person on today. What are your thoughts on expanding during this pandemic? If you are stable, expand. That's that simple. You should be expanding all times, accelerating all times if you're stable. So go ahead and look at that stability. How do you find motivation with everything happening now? Look, there's two different things, motivation and inspiration. And the way that people get motivated is by fear or lack of fear. So people that have the most fear will be the most motivated because they'll be the most focused. And those people that have the least amount of fear also will be the most focused and they will be motivated. Motivation is a starting point. Inspiration will get you there. So what I like to teach is inspiration. It's a more consistent, persistent behavior and understanding that we're always connected or in spirit. We're always connected to the highest source of energy, light, love, and lessons, and that we are always working at clearing that connection or drawing as much power from that connection as we can. And then the second step is to process it within ourselves. So if we can process it within ourselves, that power with appreciation by adding value to it, then the most difficult part is to transcribe it or to let it go, to strengthen its signal when it comes through us, to widen its spectrum. So many people are tuned into so many different channels. We're all different receptors and receptions. And so we want to make sure we're trying to hit as many stations as we can and have a clear message. So all of these different things, are difficult to explain. And so we want to make sure that we have a very, very clear message. Let's post some questions up there. There we go. Just as I said, here we go. What do you invest in primarily? Well, first of all, I invest in myself. So I invest in building revenue. So I really don't focus in on what I do with the revenue that I generate other than a predetermined downstream. The predetermined downstream is a percentage of what I make goes to all the different things from my family, my wife, my kids, my mom, to my next layer of family and friends, associates, then my business, then my community, then my city and state and the country, and then the world. And there's a certain predetermined percentage of that. I have found that if I focus on investing in myself and generating as much revenue as I can, that the downstream takes care of itself. And through that, I don't look at making money that's not guaranteed. If I do maximum of 10% of what I invest in would be lottery tickets or for the fun. So it's the same way that I gamble. I gamble for the fun of it. You know, if I go to a craps table, I'll take a few $100, and that's my entertainment money for the night. And as soon as I'm done, my movie's over. Same thing with lottery ticket investments. I like to inspire and help young companies and go ahead and throw some lottery tickets at those. The interesting thing is lottery tickets, you know, if you can hit 1 in 20, you're doing really well. But do not make your life goal or your life objective or trajectory a lottery ticket. What would you recommend saving more now or continuing to pay off debt? Save. So I would save more now, absolutely. Your money is worth more in your pocket now than paying off your debt, at least for 30 days. Let the landscape, like all this, the tax money that you paid for these types of emergencies and things that happen, let it go ahead and disseminate and see exactly what the playing field looks like, what the rules are, and go ahead and determine how best to utilize your cash. So the two components that I'm looking at is cash and culture, making sure that I am smart with my cash and also proliferating the culture, the great values that we have, and taking inventory of those every day. Keeping dropping all your questions every one day. Please ask me questions. Let's see here. What is the email reference to email about mentorship? Oh, someone had asked how to find a mentor. If you are looking for a mentor, go ahead and email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I just have to determine what and how you're looking for and who you're looking for. And if I'm able to help you, that'd be terrific. If not, I have a huge network of people that sit in a situation that you may want to be in. Suggestions for lockdown. Number one, take inventory. Take inventory of your values, take inventory of everything around you. It's a perfect time to take inventory so that you can, one, get aligned, two, take action, and three, prepare for adjustment. Remember, uncertainty is compressed, time is compressed, changes happen every day. It's just a matter of one announcement and your entire life could change. So go ahead, it's a good time to take inventory, because taking inventory doesn't change with uncertainty. It just prepares you and gives you a stronger foundation in which to build when the landscape itself gets more stable. So there's always uncertainty, right? The future always creates anxiety. Like I said, those people who are most fearful will be the most focused, and those who are the least fearful will be the most faithful. What would you do if you were 25? It depends, right? It depends on how much cash I had, where I was, what work. Look, an age is a number, right? I coach and see so many different 25-year-olds in so many different places. So I think your age is not something to look at. What I would do is look at your skills, look at your knowledge, and determine your desires. So everybody, no matter what age you are, right now we should be developing our skills at an exponential rate, acquiring knowledge at an exponential rate, and really taking a step back and looking at how clear is the connection, how inspired are we, and you know, where have we learned the lessons through this process, so that as things change, we'll be able to be happy and healthy. Once a startup, a data back-end business is a good idea. How to initiate it? I think it's a great idea, but then again, there's a million great ideas. You need mentorship if you want to initiate a back-end data business, and finding the right people to know, one, how to properly capitalize that business, two, how to market that business, execute on that business. There's a learning stage, an execution phase, and an equity phase. Those three stages need to be coached and mentored if you truly want to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful in launching that business. Why learn it all yourself and pay all of that dummy tax? We are going to be doing our normal free training on Friday. So I'm open to suggestions for topics. You can register and text me at 949-298-2905, 949-298-2905, or email me at david@dmeltzer.com. Doesn't matter. Jonah, Joseph, Mojo, thank you. Hello. Let's try to go live with some people. I'm getting a lot of requests here. And we'll go live. What is the best invest in? I like to invest in guaranteed annuities. My money will grow. On average, it doubles every 7 years. but my energy, my resources, my time, my focus all goes into investing in myself and making more money as fast as I can. Thank you, everyone. Find a job or do something else, start a business. Or both, right? That's good. Trying to go live. Go ahead if you want to go live. Give me a request. We'll answer some more questions here. Do you think people will still buy products or services after COVID? Absolutely. Look, there'll be lines of people for all the things that we enjoy, sporting events and movies and all the things that we enjoyed beforehand. There'll be lines of people buying the same products, services, foods. And I think they'll just be more efficient and effective in doing so. There'll be a lot more people that have enjoyed their time at home, and probably people will do more things, buy more things to prepare at home, healthier family time together. We're re-engineering and repurposing our family structures. We're re-enjoying ourselves and learning exactly how to do that. We got a few people here to go live. Keep on requesting. I know we get these a lot. Let's see here. We'll try to go live. Keep the questions coming. Why do you always wear a half sleeve shirt? That's a great question. That's because Justin Pugh, who I call Jay Pugh, Jay Stone, he does all my media. He tells me he loves these shirts. And when I wear them, I normally get so many compliments. I prefer to wear t-shirts, but he says it makes my moobs show like an old man. But I like golf shirts, t-shirts. I'll change for you tomorrow. A big shout out, by the way, we're not having people join. I don't know what's going on, but a big shout out to my daughter. She turns 21 years old today. She's sleeping still, but I want to wish her a happy birthday milestone. And I love the fact that she has a positive perspective. She would be down in New Orleans with all her friends, and I'm sure having a much more fun 21st birthday, but we're making the best of it with a positive perspective, smiling through the struggle. And I think the lessons that she learned, she'll never forget her 21st birthday. I'd love to share with her a story about my 21st birthday. I had been studying at Georgetown in Washington, D.C., came back to Occidental College, which is like a tiny little school. My birthday is January 11th, and so school was just getting back, and I hadn't been there for the beginning semester, so I wasn't integrated, and literally nobody knew it was my birthday, nobody cared it was my birthday, and I had one friend, Babette Bankin, Babsy B., took me out for my birthday, my 21st birthday. And so it was not the 21st birthday I anticipated either, but I always remembered and remember it and also appreciate that one person that remembered and reached out. She was older, she was a senior, and we have always been close friends to this day. She's an extraordinary person. And thank you, Babs, for making my 21st birthday rememberable, even though it was not what I anticipated. Doing my reverse engineering homework as we speak. Thank you, everyone. Let's try to go live. We'll try it one more time. Hopefully the connectivity is getting there. There's so many cool people to talk to. We've got plenty of, can you be my mentor? Yes, sure. I have surgical masks. Don't need them.
Hi. Hey, Dave.
How are you?
What's going on? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How? Where are you at?
At my house.
Your house?
Yeah. I'm home. Good.
I like it.
I How like you the... doing today?
Yeah, I'm
you're
awesome.
Really inspirational. Really are.
Thank you, brother. What can I help you with? Give us a question so everyone can learn. What's up, Matt Higgins?
My question is the automotive industry, repair. What do you see happening? I'm working with a company that's doing some tech stuff in that space, trying to get into that space tech-wise. What do you think? What's your outlook on it? You know, I'm hearing about flying cars. I'm hearing about a lot of stuff that's supposed to happen in the next few years, besides everything that we're going through right now. With the
Look,
market and everything else.
This is a temporary situation, right? So technology more than ever has been a huge part of the automobile industry, whether it's dashboard technology, engineering technology, wind technology, solar technology, gas and fuel efficiency technology. They're all a huge part of the automobile industry. During these 3 to 6 weeks that we have downtime, you know, this is a perfect time to innovate, create, efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success in what you're doing, because we all know the subsidies from our government goes to the airlines and the car industry first. And so there's always opportunity within that. So I would go ahead right now, double your time down while you're at home, thinking about what you can do better, how you can develop more skills, acquire more knowledge, especially on the technology side, and get really inspired to double what you're making, double the opportunities as fast as you can. Does that sound fair?
That's where my mind is at. I try to consume as much as I can, because I know everything is moving so fast. It's like, I'm 43.
You don't look it, man.
Huh?
You don't look it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, you look 63. I wasn't giving you a compliment.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
For looking 63, I'm not as smart as I should be. But for looking, I'm not as smart as I should be either. But I've been through a lot, and I've seen how much change is happening, and I realized the information is just coming in so fast, I'm just trying to consume as much as I can.
Keep on doing that, man. Skills, knowledge, and desire. You got all three. I promise you, you'll be a great success. Let's hang on. Remember, stability and then opportunity, all right?
Stability and then opportunity. Appreciate it. Have
you
a great
it, my friend.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you as well. Thank you. That's my man. All right. Book recommendations, of course, Power of Intention, Surrender Experiment, Course in Miracles, Ultra Ego Effect. I also, there's just so many. Think and Grow Rich, the gold of all. Think and Grow Rich. It's just so many. I've been blessed to be in Think and Grow Rich, the legacy book. Let's go take a few more questions. I saw Matt Hagen slip by. Probably check it out, how this works. Love to have him on soon. We appreciate you, brother. Instagram wouldn't be the same with you. Oh, that's really kind, I think, but I can't wait to start a side hustle. I'm a 6-year-old baby boomer, just retired. You repurposed, not retired. From the core, I'm so hungry to serve online. I want to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. That's awesome, man. Well, come join me on Friday for training. Also, I know Bruce Toler and I are professors at Innovate University. We'll be doing a free webinar on Friday at 2 p.m. Check out iywebinars.com. Great for people transitioning, looking for careers. Of course, everything's for free. How do you figure out what you should do for a living? Oh, that's a great question. So first of all, you need to make money, right? People always say what to do is the thing, but find something that makes money and so that you have more options to pivot. That's how we find what we want to do for a living. The people that make the most money doing what they can or develop the most skills or the most knowledge, they have the most options, and then they can pivot and develop a career. You know, if you reverse engineered my career, it'd be incredible, right? You could never get there. I know Matt Higgins was just passing by through here. Incredible, shark on Shark Tank and entrepreneur. Graduated with a GED, but was very focused on developing his skills, his knowledge. And then, of course, the one thing that we all have in common, the most successful people must be what they can be, right? And that's what Matt Higgins is to me, a guy who must be what he can be during good times, harder times, softer times, it doesn't matter. The people that must be what they can be are completely always focused on expanding, accelerating, providing service and helping others. Some great things there. On a scale of 10, how bad do you want to become a billionaire? Look, on a scale of 1 to 10, I want a 10 plus impact over a billion people to be happy. If I can do that, I will create a collective consciousness that there's an abundance of more than enough attitude, more than enough of everything for everyone. And billionaires will be created again and again and again. I'm going to get in the way of that money. I don't put limits on what I can make, but I got everything I need. I just want more to come through me for others. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have everything I need. I mean, I'm so blessed, and it just keeps coming through me for others. So keep that attitude. Keep dropping the questions. We're good. We'll keep it going for a little while. Here we go. Are you going to set up a conference soon? If so, come to Orlando. Yeah, we are coming to Florida. Let's get through this. Stability first, then opportunity. I'm getting a lot of requests. Please keep them coming. As we get out of this, I'm doing a lot online, mastermind speeches. Please keep those requests coming. They really help. I'm doing free training on Friday for everybody. So 11 a.m. Pacific time, a career webinar, 2 p.m. Pacific time with Innovate University, iywebinars.com. You can text me for all of this at 949-298-2905. Coaching, we got a lot of that going on. People are reaching out to get the situational knowledge they need in order to accelerate and expand and take advantage of the light and lessons and love that's available while this is going on. Like, think about those words. Is there light available? Meaning, is there positive energy available? Yep. Is there lessons available? More than enough. Is there love available? More than ever, especially with our families. So use this to find the light, the love, and the lessons. This is a great time to do it. All right, a great time. You know, shift your perspective. Use the Meltzer Kaleidoscope. Have a lens of productivity. How productive am I going to be today? Study what you're doing. Study what you don't have planned. Study your sleep. Take a lens of accessibility. How am I accessing what I want? And am I accessible to others to be of service and to provide value? And then finally, a lens of gratitude. The most powerful perspective building lens in the world. It makes every second in the past great. Every second in the present better, and every second in the future even brighter than that. So let's keep those lenses, the Meltzer Kaleidoscope, rolling for everybody. There is light, love, and lessons in this quarantine. I've seen it. People are sending me all kinds of cool stuff. So I know Richie Nuzzi sent me an amazing song, a quarantine song. I wish more people could see it and hear it. Let's see here. Can you tell us more about your bracelets? Yeah. This bracelet's from Master and Dr. Shaw. Brings up a good point. Number one, why do I wear bracelets? So anything I do that seems to be woo-woo or spiritual or woo-woo, I guess you could say, like just out there, which some of my stuff is. So Master and Dr. Shaw bless this bracelet. Each one has a blessing on it. I have a rule about these type of things. Number one, does it have any risk? So the only risk of wearing these bracelets is that people make fun of me. But like I said, people always make fun of you before they applaud you. And then two, does it work for you? Right? So yes, it works for me. I trace calligraphies. There's no risk to anybody. And it works for me as well. So use that for any of the things that you may have. We had John Emerald on, and he does all types of field energy work. And, you know, what's the risk in it? Doesn't touch you, doesn't hurt you. And two, does it work for you? How often do you work out every day? Minimum of 1 hour a day spent on my health, variety of different things. Minimum, whenever I'm talking about time, I always talk about minimum. Whenever I'm talking about amounts, any man-made constructs, I never put a limitation on it. I never have an exact amount because the universe in my mind doesn't understand it. It just creates a resistance, a void, and anxiety. So I always say minimum of that is what I want. What step would you take if you did get paid for a large construction? Oops, kind of moved off of there. Keep the questions coming. They are awesome. Thank you for asking. Keep on. Anyone, let's see here. Can you please record the live webinar and post it on YouTube, please? Yes, we will. We try to do as much as we can, post as much as we can. So thank you, Hugo. Good morning. If you guys haven't checked out Modi, what a great platform to be able to continue your medical practice, your legal practice, your consulting practice. Having one-on-one, it actually keeps track of time and bills automatically. MOTI, check out Hugo. I love that thing. If I was back at Westlaw, I'd be killing it. How do you prioritize business opportunities when they're coming from different angles? This is my specialty. Because I get more deal flow than you can imagine. So you got to focus in on your do it now. So all the different opportunities come in. The first question I ask myself is, can I do it now? If I can't do it now, it goes into a repository. A repository is a list. That's all it is. It could be on paper. It could be in my email. I text myself. I text other people. And then I aggregate that list. And then I go through it and I prioritize it according to the values that I take inventory on. So for me, I prioritize what's the most important first by the value. You know, we never talk about that. People ask, you know, how do you prioritize by what's most important first? And then if it's just urgent, I try to delegate it. You know, obviously if something's important and urgent, but the truth is, how do we determine what's important? We only know what's important to us is if we take inventory of our values every day, our personal values. What is that? Our experiential values, our giving values and receiving values. And so every day I look, okay, here's my personal values. And they've changed quickly the same way the world has changed quickly, right? They seem to parallel each other in the compression of time. As the uncertainty has been compressed and the change has been compressed by the exterior circumstances, so have my values, which I always say, you know, hypocritically yours, because as values change, you're going to look like a hypocrite. You know, I like this, I don't do this, don't do this. I'm okay with it. I'm an evolving being, right? I do, you know, I don't want to be judged for what my parents say, and I don't want to be judged for what I did when I was 25 years old. Right? I mean, I do want to, it's fine, I'll illuminate it, but I've learned a lot since then, and I hope that no one out there is the exact same person they were when they were 25. You know, and I hope everyone that's 25, you won't be the exact same person when you're 52. you can bring to your internship, that's cool. Hi from Turkey, that's awesome. Love Turkey, Istanbul is a beautiful place. This month with Corona has been crazy. I've used all my business money except the next investment. I assume what to do. So look, cash and culture. If you're looking to see, you want to make sure that you stay in business. And if you can, save enough to take advantage of things that have been oversold. It's going to be the fastest way to make money is to buy things that have been oversold and then sell them when they're overbought. And everybody, there's two components that you look at, timing and risk tolerance. Right? If you're not asking yourself with every investment you make, including the investments in yourself, because I don't believe in sacrifice, I believe in investment in yourself. If you're not looking at timing and tolerance, you're missing the point. Yes, I've been to Istanbul. I love having ADD. This is the perfect application for people that have ADD, because it's like 16 different inputs. All right, let's try to go live one more time and then let everybody go get to the productive, accessible that lies ahead of us. Let's go ahead and see who can go live. Do you have to help all people, not just poor people? The more people we help, the better the flow, and the faster we move. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Hi.
How are you?
Super thankful to be here. Been following you for a while. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Thank you. Hope you're doing well. Got a question for us.
Yeah, I do. I guess my question is how to a little bit more about how to focus and how to bring together what it is I do. Your story is super inspirational to me, and I, you know, try to learn as much as I can from it. Whenever I listen to it, what I do, my purpose, my goal in life is to connect people with other people. You know, I'm very much a people person. I'm extroverted. I like communicating, and so I have a background in the music industry, where I did everything from running lights and sound to going on tour and booking stuff. And I've applied these people skills, the client, very specific client customer needs to small businesses, to people who own their own businesses or people who are trying to start products. Yeah. I mean, start
so what's,
projects.
What's the question, my buddy?
I'm sorry?
What's the question?
So my question is, right now that, well, I guess in general, not just right now that everyone is at home, how can I better, because what I do is, hey, how can I help you? How can I find someone?
Yeah, all right, let me help you. I think where you're going. So here's the problem with connectors. Everybody mm-hmm. should be connector, right? We all should be asking a series of questions of how we can provide value, be of service, And then two, asking, do you know anybody that can help me? And building that network off of credibility, emotional attachment. But the one thing that everybody forgets, and there's a ton of guys out there that call themselves connectors. They always, tell me, oh yeah, I'm a connector, da-da-da. Look, here's the deal. You need to make organic, authentic, credible introductions that result in profit. Write that down, everybody. Organic, credible. Organic, credible, authentic introductions that result in profit, because now you have a business. So if you do own those relationships and you're able to help people and connect them through value, through asking a series of questions of how you can be of service or value to one person and also how they can be of service or value to you, the key to making it a business, because everybody's connected, right? We're all connected. We just create our own connections and strengthen those connections. But to make it your business, right, to shift from being a connector to someone who is in business development is that word profit. You need organic, credible, authentic introductions that result in profit. And so stay very focused to the quantitative reasons, the quantitative impact, and the quantitative capabilities that both parties have and how you can facilitate it. The second thing is you need to put everything in writing, right? I wish somebody would have told me when I was your age, make sure you put these referral agreements, these procuring interest agreements into writing. I always have an overlap agreement that I use, and I tell people, look, it's not because I don't trust you, it's not because I'm not abundant, but everything has to flow through me for others. I have a bad memory, and I do, right? I'm relying on two different faulty systems. One is my senses, my touch, feel, smell, eyes, nose, etc. They are completely inaccurate, but my memory is even worse. So let's put this in writing so I know exactly what I'm supposed to do, what your expectations are, and how I can manage and develop those expectations in order to create profit for both of us. Look, any business situation, it goes well when one, your values are aligned, and two, you make money. Write that one down. The key to business is alignment of values, and two, making money. If your values are aligned, the relationship will always be good, even if you don't make money. But if your values are bad, your relationship and the business deal will always be bad, even if you do make money. So money's irrelevant. Values are most important, but a great relationship is the formative relationship on one, alignment of values, and two, profitability. You got it? All right, we got to jump. Everybody, it's time to use that Meltzer kaleidoscope. Be productive, accessible, gracious today. Be a student in your calendar. Study what you are and have planned. Two, study what you don't have planned. And most importantly, study your sleep. Clear that connection to be inspired. Be kind to your future self. Do good deeds. Remember, happiness is the disease that we're spreading, the only disease that's spread by people witnessing it. That's how powerful it is. And don't forget, it also strengthens your immune system. There's nothing better than happiness. Please, everybody, this is Uncle David. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Catch me on Friday for our free training, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Text me at 949-298-2905. Career webinars, iywebinars.com for Friday to help people with their careers in this time. Everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have fun. Be happy.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.